Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you lovely lot. Welcome to this week's edition of Tuesday Night Jaw, brought to you by the Distraction Pieces Network. It's a tremendous network that has several fantastic podcasts on, including the main Distraction Pieces podcast with none other than Essex 22nd sexiest man, Scroobius Pip. Woof. They real named him, no gimmicked him as well on the thing, which is quite funny because our group chat went, what? That's your real name? He doesn't look like it. Anyway, if you want to find out that, just Google Scroobius Pip, 22nd sexiest man in Essex. I believe Will Ospreay was not in the top 20... I think he might have been on the list. Anyway, there you go. Go check out that and check out everything there is on this wonderful podcast. The podcast network that will be doing some live shows at London Podcast Festival. The boys from Hardcore Listening are doing a joint show as well as us, but we are doing a joint show with the hardest part of the ring. We're calling it the hardest part of the jaw, and that's going to be going down on the 8th of September at 2 p.m. at King's Place at the London Podcast Festival. Tickets are available now. Easiest way to do it is search London Podcast Festival, and you'll see us on the lineup and the schedule. So yeah, 8th of September, which is a Sunday at 2 p.m. Announced guest already is none other than former Progress Women's Champion and NXT UK's Ginny. Second confirmed guest, as I've just been told that Will Ospreay was voted 20th sexiest males in Essex. Well done, Will. Good lad. We've not got the 20th sexiest man in Essex on the podcast, but we do have a second guest to confirm. It is none other than the Pride of Wales, Eddie Dennis. He's coming along to get involved in some quiz action. So there you go. We've got one more guest to confirm. I have got them confirmed privately, but I'll be revealing it probably on next week's show. Because, you know, I like to keep you coming back. Talking of live shows, we're doing a live edition of this Tuesday Night Jaw in Manchester in October, 13th of October, I believe, directly following the Progress show at the O2 Ritz. It's going to be myself and Jim Smallman. That's right, he's coming back for, I was going to say one night only, but let's face it, he'll be back loads because he just can't give it up, just like comedy, even though he burnt all them bridges. So it'll be me and Jim live. It's at Fab Cafe. I think we're going to get doors open around about 8, but tickets for that will be going on sale on Monday, so keep your eye out for that. It's a quite a low capacity-ish, so I'm not saying this as an upsell, but try and get in quick if you want to come along. It'll be a good laugh. So it's going to be me, Jim, as Jim does his Jim Shin Funder Smallman retirement tour along the way, and we might have a couple of guests. Everyone keeps going, is it going to be Chris Egan? And the answer is no, because he's a prick. Talking of pricks, my guest this week on the episode is none other than my co-host at Insomnia Gaming Festival, the UK's biggest gaming festival, which is where we're currently recording this in our hotel room after day two. He's my heterosexual life partner, professional wrestler, and all around good egg. It's Sam Bailey!
I mean, you introduced me as calling me a prick and then hyped me up, so I'm torn of how I should respond to that.
But I feel like you're hearing what you want to hear.
You're saying what you need to say. Hi, it's good to be back again.
Back once again, like some Renegade Masters. You love that joke. He loves it.
Every Insomnia.
I've not done it this one, mate. Oh,
no, you didn't. Not yet. Well, we've still got 2 days.
Exactly. I'm gonna tease you now. A man that I've already broke on stage by referring to one of our cosplayers who's got a name that sounds like an Argentinian centre-back.
But her name didn't, it turns out.
No, it turns out I was pronouncing it incorrect for 2 days solid, twice a day. She was awesome, though. She was really cool. Came along and did that. And what else? Oh, I made the joke about shooting kids as well.
And Brexit.
Oh, and Brexit, yeah, I made a Brexit joke today. Oh, God, what is wrong with me? Right, so I was thinking along the lines of, I really enjoyed the video game episode, and it seems like a lot of you enjoyed the video game episode, apart from the ones that were already moaning at me that No Mercy wasn't number one. Technically it was just the Japanese version. Don't at me, bro. Just privately message Leon.
Stop them. Fighting with your audience, Matt.
Nah, fight them all. Fight you as well. So we really enjoyed that video game episode. Obviously, we're not going to do another video game episode, despite being at the UK's biggest gaming festival. I've mentioned that. Contractually, you have to mention it 5 times during the podcast. So I thought we'd take a similar but slightly different route. We're going to be talking about the sensation in the 90s that was eFeds. That's right. I said that like they've probably not read the description of this podcast.
I know, but I imagine a lot of people still grimaced at you saying the word. So
what, e-fed?
E-fed, yeah.
That's... children, let me educate you on what an e-fed is. E-fed stands for Electronic Federation. So back in the dark ages of 56K dial-up, forums were a thing. Really big thing. So you had forums for everything from Doctor Who to probably the Spice Girls, all the way through to the UKFF, which was the Internet Wrestling...
The United Kingdom Fan Forum.
Yes, it was the Internet Wrestling Committee's place of choice before Twitter became a thing. And it was equally as angry. So in a similar vein... basically, what an eFed is online role-playing. Not dissimilar from your Dungeons & Dragons and general fan-fiction-y type things. So the idea was every different federation had different rules. So first of all, Sam, were you ever in an eFed?
I was. I was in a very strictly wrestling-related eFed. So yeah. Mine was a WWE/Fed, and you were strictly professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
Because the eFed that we had, you needed to have... Well, you didn't have to, but, you know, you could embed entrance music, you could embed photos.
Yes.
You know, your promos, you wanted to get as in-depth as possible. So you had cameras, you had, like, camera little shots you wanted to do, little gestures you did to the crowd, or necessarily if you're doing a backstage promo. The rules were very simple, though, about not being able to... Although another wrestler could be in your promo,
yeah,
they couldn't do or you couldn't attack them.
Yes, that was one of the rules. Yes, definitely.
But I was a combination of, I think I did CM Punk for a little while.
Of course you did.
I was John Cena before he was... just Word Life John Cena.
Ooh.
And JBL. my top three. I think at one point I just got stuck with one of them. And Randy Orton.
What a mix of people. Randy Orton. Yeah, so, okay, so a couple of things to touch on there. So, yeah, so some eFeds were based on real-life wrestlers. Yes. So, for instance, I was Steve Corino in one of them, and it was quite funny because I'd basically watch my ECW DVDs and then, or videos, more accurately, let's not pretend I'm younger than I am, and then I'd sort of make them my own. Yes, so you had ones where you could be original characters as well, which we'll get into in a second. Also as well, rules. See, rules were very different for each federation. Some of the ones you had to kind of make your name in some of them, build up trust, and then you got asked to join some as well. As the plane goes in, up in the background, we are near the airport. Hopefully that won't be a lot. I remember the rules. So, like, you could only write... Essentially, it was your promo. Like you did your like backstage skit, your promo, and then the person replied to it. Usually the way that I had it.
We had the same thing. It was dependent if you were doing your match or you would have... They could theoretically interrupt your promo if you left it quite blank, if you were doing an interview with the interviewee. So we always kind of... We'd use the same few interviewers. So we'd have, like, the King Lawler backstage or, like, I mean, like, now you'd use, like, Catherine Kelly and a few other people. So you would always interchange random backstage personnel to cut an interview. But if you didn't end it by being like, and the screen goes black... then theoretically you could leave it open for them to reply and retort and you could have a bit of a back and forth. I was in a very friendly EFED.
So. Yeah. I was one of the ones I was in for there was a WWE/based one was actually my cousin's, which is really funny because this is before I actually got a job in wrestling. And then I think the reason I stopped was because I started to train or started to get on shows. That was quite funny because they were like, oh, you actually went on and did wrestling things. And I was like, yeah, set me up for life. There you go. Don't go to college, kids. Just join an EFED if you want to be a successful wrestler.
I think I was the same. I think I stopped when I actually started training because I was still a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
I started training and actually had to do, you know, real things in wrestling like promos and actually having to learn moves and things. It made it really difficult to
not just type in rock bottom, 1, 2, kick out. Did you ever have any roles like within the promotions? Because obviously, I can never remember how the matches were done. Because I never had to write my matches, I don't think.
I didn't write my matches, but to be fair, I was just scanning through my old emails and found like emails from 2009 and stuff.
Amazing.
Like that. No, definitely sooner than that. That makes it sound like it was 10 years ago. emails from yesteryear. And when I was working on Feds, it was someone who was a moderator who would write your match results. Mm. He would basically pick who won and who lost and everyone. So you'd get very angry. You'd send a very like concerning email if you were like doing the best promo with a guy who'd done one little reply. You'd done like 3 or 4.
Politics.
All of a sudden, he got beat. But I was a moderator on one of them, so I had to... He would give me 3 matches to write. Mm-hmm. And again, you would... some of them were really in depth.
Yeah.
You could tell sometimes they couldn't be bothered, and it was just RKO, and that's it. 1, 2, 3. Again, it depended if the person you were wrestling didn't reply.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just wouldn't give them any offense, and it'd just be all you.
Yeah.
But I wrote a few matches. I think the one match that the email said was like, "Oh, you need to have a disqualification in the Sting versus Triple H match."
Wow!
You know, politics even in EFEDs existed.
I never wrote any EFED stuff, but I did. I mentioned EWR in the video game episode, and I was a mildly low key user on the EWB battleground. And I used to write the diaries. So I used to write my own diaries. I always used to write a Toramon one because whatever, man. I wrote my own, like, I created basically an Asoka Pro one that everyone had, like, really wacky gimmicks. But then I also got, like, I used this term very lightly. I got headhunted to write for, like, there was a big WWE one, but everyone, like, kind of like real life, would write their own shows. So I used to write Velocity. I used to write Ultimo Dragons matches because it was during that time and because I was a really big Ultimo Dragon fan. So I used to have to write their matches out and I always like put my heart and soul into it. And like, even though we're technically like the B show. So that's the only time I ever had to write anything like that. okay, right. So we've covered sort of parodying a character.
Just to be clear, it was 2005 that the last email was sent about an EFED. Just to clear.
2015.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good year for it. So did you have original characters as well?
I had one, and it was loosely based on, you know, the classic, when you started wrestling training, everyone had their own idea and their own character.
Mm.
I had created the Mr. Untouchable character.
Mm.
Yeah. So, like, even... I think I've talked about it a lot. This is my first like wrestling character, of a character who was so cocky, confident, and then he would be that person that never wanted to get his hands stepped on. He was more of a manager than necessarily a wrestler,
right?
But he was occasionally in tag matches and that kind of thing. So again, I was one of my friends who was doing it did not have internet access because back in the day, internet access was only at school or when you had permission from your parents. So largely, I was doing the promos for him.
Right.
Kind of keep him current and stuff. And although, again, I wasn't allowed to talk for him, he'd always be in the promo because I could use him and then I would do my promo. So I was kind of a manager. But the Mr. Untouchable character was yeah, just he would get in the ring, he would throw his digs and he'd tag out. And the whole premise of my idea was eventually he'd get his comeuppance. I had my own backstory and where I was going to go with it. Yeah. He'd get his own comeuppance and finally either be put in a cage match or something like that, and then get like the pish being out of him and disappear forever and I can reset it. But he's the only person I ever like created solely for the purposes.
Right.
Which picture did I use? Because I used Kevin Costner. There was a film called The Untouchables, so I used loads of Kevin Costner pictures.
Is that a film about like J. Edgar Hoover?
I think so. I never watched the film. It was a great picture of him, and then I just used several images of Kevin Costner in various films.
See, I thought you were like, because you know you said you were seen her, I thought just because like the old line at the beginning of the song was, so you think you're untouchable? Like, I thought that's where it came from.
Nope.
Amazing. So I was really racking my brains about this, even though this was my bloody idea. I probably should do more research than I have. The only ones I remember was me and my best mate at the time, which doesn't take much to figure out who it was, but I won't embarrass him, were a tag team. And we were called the Blood Brothers. Yeah, highbrow. I think it was Ricky and Ricardo Rodriguez.
Jesus.
I think. He's going to correct me on it. He'll drop me a message after he's listened to this. And we were a tag team. But for some reason in real life, because we were children when we were doing this, we fell out in real life and he turned on me in a promo. And we split up as a tag team and remember being really like upset about it. I was like, oh, how could I do that, man? And then we quickly made up. And then I think we like smashed together a reason within a week of like, basically we were Big Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we chose who we were going to be.
It's a new Netflix show.
Yeah, which is available probably now on Netflix. No, I'm joking. So yeah, that's the only one I remember. And I can't remember who we were based on. I think we were massive Hardy Boys fans. Like, The only wrestlers we really, really, really loved at the time, like the Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian, Rey Mysterio and Kidman.
Good list of crews. I wasn't much different, to be honest. Yeah. More WCW, so I had like Lash LaRue as a random person.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Bear the Raging Cajun.
The Prince Ikea.
Oh, or the Artiste. The Artiste, formerly known as, with Paisley.
Paisley, yeah. Oh,
that sounds like it's an E-Fed character. It's not.
Was that Booker T's wife? She ended up playing...
Oh, was it Paisley? Someone's going to be like screaming at us. Yeah. It might have been Paisley because she went from being a Nitro girl to a...
Yeah.
They did that with a lot of like Tigress with Filthy Animals and there's a couple
Major
of
Guns.
Them. Major Guns. Oh, yes. Tylene Buck. If you're under the age of 18, do not Google the name Tylene Buck.
Or Major Guns, really.
Or Major Guns. Yeah, just don't. It's smut. Smut, smut, smut. And we're not about smut on this podcast. So, yeah, that's kind of like the... the basis of this weird thing. So, right, Habbo Hotel was a thing.
Not for me.
Right, okay. So I'm gonna
had Yahoo chat rooms. That was...
Right.
That was really... So when we went to, like... Again, that was kind of our wrestling network.
Yeah.
So when it was like anything that was obscure.
Yeah.
So I didn't have Habbo Hotel.
Okay. So Habbo Hotel was essentially a chat room, but for the time, it was, like, fucking mind-blowing because you had, like... actual avatars that you could move around and like you could dress them up, you had your own room, you could buy items, you could hang out at the pool. It was all very like revolutionary.
Sims before its time.
That's a great description. It was kind of Simsy with more restrictions. So like me and a few of my friends at the time were like massive Habbo Hotel fans. Like we were all for it. So naturally we decided to find if there was any sort of wrestling thing going on. So then we found out that there was e-feds on Habbo Hotel. And the way that the e-feds worked on Habbo Hotel was actually quite fucking cool. It's not. It's the nerdiest thing in the world. So in the room, people would make a ring. So they'd like cordon it off with like chairs or there'd be some sort of accessory that could make it look like a ring. And then you could win... something. So I don't think it was a belt because I don't think it was that advanced, but it was like maybe like a trophy or something like that. And I think again, people are probably screaming listening to this, but like I think you could do like a celebration emojis or something like that. Anyway, so the way it worked was you'd have a card and you turn up to the room at a set time and you come in and you get like an introduction. So you'd either cut a promo before the match or whatever, and then in the match you would go back and forth and you would type moves. So for instance, you'd go like DVD, which was Death Valley Driver, and then like like, I don't know, enziguri or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then if you wanted to cover them, you'd go pin. And the referee, yeah, would go, like, type one, two, and then you'd have to type kick out if you were the opponent. So the problem with this is, that now sounds like the most archaic thing in the world ever, because you've all got bloody fibre optic broadband, right? On 56k dial-up modem, when your mum's trying to ring your auntie and cuts you off in the middle of it, it was absolutely soul-destroying. The amount of times that I ever had lag, or my mum decided to ring and I ended up losing the match, was an absolute travesty, because I didn't kick out before three. So, yeah, that was a weird caveat that existed. But if you were ever in a Habbo Hotel eFed, let me know, because I feel like that's the nichest upon nichest things.
It's such a... It'd be a rare find.
You say this, though, and loads of people now will go, my God, yeah, were you, I don't know, fucking...
Just tell me your username,
Steve. I can't remember what it was.
It's terrible.
Like,
I you need an old email address to go and
I know, but I'm like, grow up. Like, we don't have Hotmail anymore. Also,
mean,
by the way...
What do you mean we don't have Hotmail anymore? I still have Hotmail.
Yeah, I meant we, because I've finally got... split personality. If you can hear some noise in the background, by the way, there is a wedding going on in the hotel at the minute. So I'll let you know if the uncle's tied a tie around his head yet and his knee sliding, because I might just video that.
There was confetti everywhere.
It was very nice. Very nice. Very Jewish to come.
Sounds
come
like
back
we
to.
Were there. We weren't actually.
Yeah, we were there. We just like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. So yeah, let me know if you're in that Habbo Hotel thing, because that would be really amazing if someone was like, oh my God, I did that. I can remember my old email address. I've told you about this before. My first Hotmail address was rickrock9@hotmail.com, yes. Because Rick Rock is the man that sings the singy bit in Shaggy's "It Wasn't Me, But They Caught Me on the Counter." That's it. So that's what I named myself after. I don't know why I was obsessed. Like, just change Richards to more exotic sounding names.
Yeah, I mean, you say that my email address was I'm so close to being a badass. What's better than a badass? A badder ass. And 28 was my birthday.
Badder ass 28.
Yeah, that was my first, and I think still is my spam email address.
See, what you should have done is you should have put 58, because like
don't start.
The five's like an S.
You know
and
what
the
I mean?
It's like a B. Like,
right, before I kick you in the nether regions, like, just so clear, that was...
The way you said to yourself, I've already said the word fuck on this, definitely.
19 years old I was, and I had a really good idea about the number 5 looking like an S and the number 8 looking like a B. And all right, no one got it, so I moved on. All right, not bitter about it.
I got it. That's why we were a team.
Because you'd heard me repeat it so many times to so many other people.
This is coming from a man that called himself Delirium and spelt it incorrectly and tried to have gear with Big Boss D on it. Mm. Which is, yes, it is a reference to an old a soccer pro wrestler. Thank you, internet. You understand me the way that other people don't. So this is basically what eFeds were. I'm going to start one up after this. No, I'm not. I genuinely, if you guys have got any old examples of your eFeds, or if you're currently in eFeds at the minute, like, please let me know. I'm like super interested, and I'm genuinely, I hope this doesn't come off as patronizing and disrespectful, because I genuinely had some of the best years of my life on the internet in them, and I know they're still a thing. So I've done some research, because I wanted to set us a couple of tasks for us to give you guys a little flavor of some eFed action. So Reddit is a thing that came to my rescue. So I just typed in eFeds, and it's the first thing that came up was Reddit. So what I've done is I've gone into Reddit and gone onto some Reddit posts and found some extracts from actual eFeds that are still running. So the first one's going to be, it is a show, and there's a character that comes out, and then there's another character that gets involved. And then the second extract is two profiles of wrestlers from a current eFed. So it's full description. And what me and Sam are going to do, because we hate ourselves, is try and cut a promo in these characters. He's shaking his head furiously.
I mean, I'm not happy about this.
Why?
Because I'm not... You know the preparation that goes into me having to do an eFed promo? Oh, it was hours.
Yeah.
Hours of finding a track on sure MySpace or something that I could, or GeoCities that I could steal a link from, making sure that track was playing over the promo videos, doing the Google images of all the wrestlers in various poses that matched the certain things he was talking about.
I probably just stole Panic at the Disco lyrics.
I mean, I once did just, I think it was an WWE Fed, and I'd used Punk, and because I was, you know, a Ring of Honor DVD collector at that point.
Cheers, Mike. Manchester reference there.
Yeah, I had specifically stolen CM Punk's promo on Raven.
Okay.
So he's like real like...
Yeah, the one that did the, like, the straight edge
And changed the name from Raven to whoever I was wrestling. And I won the match. I won a title off that promo, but literally just stole it word for word.
Imagine that. There's a generation that stole Amazing Red's moves, and there you are stealing CM Punk promos.
I mean, someone had to.
Yeah. I can only imagine how many pipe bombs there were. All right, so... we're laughing because we know it's true. Right, so the first extract, I'm not going to lie, I took it because I loved the name of the eFed. So the eFed is called Nike Pro Combat. I don't know if they're officially sponsored by Nike. Nice. I'd like to hope that they are. So Nike Pro Combat presented a show called Crowning Glory, and this is from the start of Crowning Glory. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read a description, and Sam is going to then cut a promo as the wrestler in the ring.
Right, I need to listen to this.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm not going to lie. It's a bloody strong Stark. The Stark? Good Lord. It's a good start. Right, here we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm a motherfucking beast. As Beast by Rob Bailey and the Hustle Standard continues to play on the PA system, the Emerald City Elite, Tyler Morgan, makes his way onto the stage, supporting his Emerald City t-shirt. He makes his way down to the ring as he high-fives the fans sitting in the front row. He makes his way to the apron as he grabs the middle rope and propels himself onto the apron before climbing through the ropes. He steps over and spreads his arms wide as he closes his eyes before stomping and letting out his beastly roar. He then walks over and asks for a mic as he paces around the ring. He stops and stares at the ground before raising his mic to speak and looking at the hard cam. He begins.
Like, this is the perfect example of someone who doesn't understand that there's such thing as good guys and bad guys. First of all,
looking at the hard cam, Sam.
I'm looking at the hard cam. Maybe I'm just talking in third person. I don't know. Okay. Right. Jesus. Look, there's so much wrong with this. Right. I'm Tyler Morgan, Emerald City Elite. But why? Oh, I hate this so much. Right. What am I even doing?
Unless you look at our camera.
I've left my beastly roar. I mean, that's the important thing. Oh my god.
You know what you want to do though, don't you? You know what you want to do. Let him hear your roar, Sam.
Oh! Oh, okay. Oh, right. Oh, fuck, this This is awful. Yo, 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 Tyler Morgan here, but you already knew that. And I am here at Crown and Glory to let the world know that the Emerald City Elite is here to stay. Now, I've let the boys in the back know that no matter who they think they are or what they think they can achieve, they're not gonna compete with me, because I've got my wolf pack here. And all you people need to know that when you hear the roar, you know the score.
Suddenly, Tyler Morgan crumbles down to the mat as he is hit in the back of the head by a spinning soul kick delivered by Kevin Harris. Kevin leans over the lifeless body of Tyler to pick up the microphone off the ground. He raises it to his lips and says, listen here, Tyler Morgan. As the third forgotten Harris brother, I'm sick and tired of being overlooked. And I'm sick and tired of you claiming to be the emerald in the crowning glory that is Nike Pro Combat. I'm going to take back everything you've taken from me, my brothers, my ex-wife, and of course, that hardcore championship. And if you're man enough, you're going to put it on the line against me. The third Harris brother, Kevin Harris.
Scene.
And scene. And then we would have a match.
Would we? I'm out cold.
Yeah, I don't know. Really, a hardcore title match, apparently.
You decided. That's not even in the script.
Yeah, it just went off the script. Awesome. The actual line after this was, keep your name out of your fucking mouth. I was like, coming in strong there. All right.
Yeah, we just did that.
Yeah, it's good. I can't wait for that to get clipped. Third Harris brother. Oh, that's a fucking
nice. Yeah, whatever comes up to me. I kept it vague. I didn't want to say any names. I didn't want to.
When all the dust is settled and all is said and done.
The smoke is cleared, the dust is settled.
I'm going to shine it up real nice, yeah. Turn it sideways.
We're going to look each other eye to eye.
I love wrestling. Love you, Feds. Right, thank you very much, Nike Pro Combat. You can read Nike Pro Combat presents Crown and Glory on Reddit. They've posted up the full card with all the matches and stuff like that. Cheers. If you genuinely listen to this, like, thank you so much. You wound back the years for us, and hopefully we've got an offer to come and work in your eFed. All right, so the next thing... Why are we doing this? The next thing we're going to do is I'm going to give you a profile of a wrestler. So this should be a little bit easier, right? So we're going to have a character, kind of a bit of a structure to base everything on, and then we're gonna do a promo. So
do another promo.
Because what are we going to do? Pretend to have a match, you know? Like, or have a real match and video it.
Oh, in a hotel room. Yeah, that was niche.
Hey, let's not Let's not steal Drake Maverick's gimmick. So I'm going to read out the profile, give you all the details, and then that way you get an opportunity to choose... to portray the character in sort of a... Imagine it's like the 80s/90s again. Do you remember them little drop-in videos, like, during the Royal Rumble? Or at Mania, and it'd be like, I'm David Bush Smith, British Bulldog, and I've had enough of you. You know, them ones. We can do one of them.
Undertaker says,
yeah.
Slam.
Yes. So, this time, this is from the IWF 2013 forums. I'm assuming IWF stands for Internet Wrestling Federation. And assuming they've been running since 2013.
Or only 2013.
Ooh.
Could be an archived.
It could. Because I went into the forums and these are current active wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
So this is your wrestling profile. You are Ducky Tomlinson. You don't have a nickname because...
with certainly a name like Ducky.
Because why would you? So Ducky's gimmick... is Ducky had a popular YouTube channel as an indie guy. Got some good press. He might not be that skilled in the ring, accurate, but he's got a positive energy.
You're in striking range right now.
I genuinely have not read this, by the way. Fine. That is amazing. You're welcome, Insomnia, on brand. So Insomnia, the UK's biggest gaming festival. That's the third one. Your height is 6 foot one. Generous. Your weight is 223 pounds.
It's a skinny 6'1".
That is. My neck. Your place of birth, you don't have to do the accent, is Glen Cove, New York.
You say it like I know Glen Cove, New York accent.
Well, I'm not going to do New York. York.
I'm walking here.
Yeah, I'm walking
I'm ducky.
I'm ducky here. Your alignment is your a face.
Good.
Your picture base is Kurt Hawkins.
Fair enough.
Accurate. Yeah. He's from
I
that.
I mean, this is definitely thought out, because again, I said, once you've got a picture base, so Kevin Costner.
Your appearance / attire is a singlet. So go for the Pete Dunne look. Strong. Your theme music, I love this, is Fight For Your Right by Beastie Boys. Excellent choice, Ducky Tomlinson. This is your description of your entrance. Fight For Your Right comes on. Ducky jumps out, dabs for the crowd, and runs into the ring. You internet sensation, you Ducky. You don't have a special entrance, apparently, because you're a bit of a jobber. So this is your primary style. You're a powerhouse. Okay.
Okay.
You're only 6'1", but you're a powerhouse.
6'1", and weighing 223 pounds. Yeah. Powerhouse.
Secondary style, technical. Solid. Got a good ground game. If it has to get down there, you're involved. And your other style, I don't know what it means by other style, is a brawler. Ooh.
Is that like an outside the ring style?
Yeah. So like maybe in like big matches, he's just like, yeah, go full Cactus Jack. I don't know. Right. So this is your strength. This is your strength.
How is this a strength? Just I know you can't see what we're about to read, but
this is apparently the strength of Ducky Tomlinson.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Hey, fans love him. They don't know why, but they do. This goofy little shit gets a pop.
Not my words. The words of Ducky Tomlinson. It legitimately says this goofy little shit gets a pop. Again, I feel like this is a really strong description.
Oh, the weakness, though. Oh.
your weakness is you're out of depth. He's not so ready for the big time.
The thing is, I appreciate that someone's had to make their own strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy has no confidence in his own ability.
So he's clearly watched Kurt Hawkins and has gone, ah. Oh. You know, Kurt Hawkins is pretty good.
He's watched Kurt Hawkins in a Logan Paul video. That's what's happened. And he's decided to make a wrestler between those two people. Tell me I'm wrong. Fans love him. They don't know why. But this goofy little shit gets a pop.
And John, when you edited this, there's the quote for the week. Fucking amazing. All right, cool. So we've got Ducky Tomlinson, native New Yorker. You're a baby face. You're in a singlet. You come out to the Beastie Boys Fight For Your Right while dabbing. You're a which is a sentence. You're a powerhouse, but if you have to go to the mat, you will. And if it's time to get hardcore, you'll brawl like the best of them. Hey, fans love him. They don't know why, but they do. This goofy little shit gets a pop. Don't forget, you're out of your depth and you're not ready for the big time. Okay.
His name's Ducky. Why can I not just do a Yorkshire accent? No.
Hey up, Ducky.
Hey up, it's Ducky Tomlinson here. I'm ready for the big time. I might not be, but I'm ready for a pint and a fart. All right, Ducky Tomlinson. I feel like I'm just going to just reel out.
Read everything
out.
When all the dust is settled.
When you subscribe to my YouTube channel.
When all the dust is settled and everything's said and done, I might be a little shit, but I got a pop.
Dab, dab, dab.
Dab, dab, dab.
Oh, I'm done. I don't need to say anything. Right. I'm walking. No, I can't do the New York accent. I'm doing Yorkshire. My head's always saying Yorkshire.
You do it.
Hello. My name's Ducky Tomlinson. Remember the name, because the number one game is to be the most subscribed wrestler on the planet. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to have a popular YouTube channel. And, you know, people in the office said that I had good press because I was the number one subscribed YouTube channel / pro wrestler. When I come out to the crowd and that Fight For Your Right comes on and I dab for all my haters, you need to know that I'm here to stay. Doesn't matter if they want to get down and dirty on the ground or they want me to pick them up and throw them over my head. I'll get it done. Now, that heavyweight title has eluded me for too long. They might say that I'm not ready for the big time,
But you know what? This little shit right here gets the pop and gets the people going. Because my name is Ducky Tomlinson and I am number one.
Fuck me. Genuinely. Kids at home, get your fucking pens out and rewind that, because that is how you do it. He got all his points in. He gave us a fleshed out character. He gave us seeds of doubt, but he said, you know, he was going to give you confidence to believe in him being ready for the big time. That is expert work. All right, I'm going to, how'd you feel about that? I thought it was quite strong.
I teach people how to wrestle.
Yep. Those who can't. Those who can't, teach.
And those who can't teach wrestling.
Yeah. All right. Oh, fuck, why have I done this?
Okay, Matthew.
Oh, come on.
Your wrestler's name is Wolf Folder. Formerly known as Tommy Taylor. His nickname is The Truther.
Christ, am I Greg Lambert?
Yeah. But your gimmick, he believes in pretty much every conspiracy theory, Greg Lambert, and that everyone but him is involved. You're only 5'11", you're accurate. Only 180 pounds.
Accurate.
You're from Richmond, Virginia.
Shout out Chris Sharp.
Alignment, tweener. We can't tell what you are.
Hang on. We're going to go. We accidentally pressed the button.
We don't know what you are.
All right.
Your picture base is David Duchovny of X-Files fame. And you wrestle in a full suit and tie. Because you're not, you got wrestling at 7, but you got a court case at 8.
All right.
The theme music is the X-Files theme.
Of course it is.
Your entrance is the X-Files theme hits the PA as Tom Taylor makes his way to the ring. Nothing special happens to that. You just make your way to the ring. You're in a suit and tie. You're a technical wrestler, but your secondary style is a bit of a brawler. But the other style, when you need to, makes you dirty.
Yeah. Oh, I like my strength.
And your strengths, you're incredibly smart, so we've lost the accuracy. And the weaknesses, distracted easily as he puts the pieces together to a new conspiracy.
Okay.
I'm actually quite happy with mine. Ducky. Oh, Ducky over here. YouTube's number one pro wrestler.
Okay, I think I've got my go home line.
Okay.
Okay. All right, cool.
Wolf, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
A lot of people call me a lot of different names. Tom Taylor, The Truther, Wolf Folder. It doesn't matter what people call me. What matters is the truth. And the truth is, for too long I've been kept out of the heavyweight picture because of people conspiring against me. Whether they've been abducted by aliens or led into fields or whatever. It doesn't matter because the conspiracy stops here. One Wolf Folder closes this case for good and walks out of Richmond, Virginia as your new heavyweight champion.
If only you'd said the truth is out there.
Oh!
If only you'd said the truth is out there. That's where I thought you were going.
I thought the case is closed. Wolf Folder. Yeah,
Wolf Folder's great. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Oh, that is torture. Why would you, like, this is supposed to be your choice as a
podcast.
I know,
but it's funny though, isn't it?
You pick, it's funny for them.
Yeah, hilarious. They're going to laugh at our misfortune. We are the clowns.
I mean, I barely get tweeted as it is, but I don't want to say.
Send for the clowns.
No, actually, yes. People sending their promos in.
Yeah, right. Amazing. This is what I want you to do. I want you to come up with a character profile with the following things. We're going full in on this. So I want your wrestler's name, your nickname, your gimmick, your height, your weight, your place of birth, your alignment, which apparently means face, tweener, heel, a picture base, just you can send me a picture if you wanted to, your appearance / attire, your theme music, how you make your entrance, brilliant, your primary style, your secondary style, your other style, and then your strengths and weaknesses. I genuinely want to see these.
But Matthew, in alignments, there's no such thing as face and heels in the modern era, so how would they know what their alignment is?
Oh, I guess every time, doesn't he? I say one little thing on a podcast and contradict myself less than half an hour later and it sticks. Yeah, I really, really want this. And if If you really want to write out a promo, we ain't going to stop you.
Please, if you can give me an audio promo as well.
Oh, yeah, if you give us an audio promo, I will give you, I'll buy you a drink at one of the live Tuesday night shows, which I've done. This isn't what I've done. I did it at London Podcast Festival, and I asked, we asked the question of who's his character. It was Tony Stark. It was Iron Man, and we said we'd give bonus points for character's real name, actor, and then I was like, oh, name me the rapper who used this nickname as well. And I was like, is anyone out there? And these two lads who were brothers put their hands up and they were like, it's Ghostface Killer. And I was like, right, I'm going to buy you a drink. And I literally went and bought them a drink. So I'm a man of my word. I will do that. Despite my other style being dirty, I am incredibly smart.
But you'll throw salt in their eyes. Or
and you drink. I've got you. Right, yeah. Get your character profiles in. Get your promos in. We genuinely will look forward to seeing that. Right, we're going to go and hang out with our crew now. Sam Bailey, where can they find you on Twitter?
Same place as they can find me on Instagram, at also Sam Bailey. Please don't follow real Sam Bailey because she's got enough followers.
Yeah, she does love
this. But she's nice.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady and she loves this Sam Bailey as well. You know where you can usually find me. I'm at M Richards Host. Tickets should be out for the live Tuesday night draw in October in Manchester following progress with Jimothy Smallman. And tickets are definitely on sale right now for London Podcast Festival, the hardest part of the draw, with Ginny and Eddie Dennis and a to be confirmed guest, someone who I'm really looking forward to having on. So there you go. That's it. That's all of it this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for all your support. And we shall see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.